You're supposed to meet them this evening after work for the weekly Friday date night, but you're dreading the event. The reason is that you just got off the phone with him and he's in one of those moods. Something must have upset him at the office, because as soon as you answered his call, he started in on you, telling you what you did wrong the last date night. He says you were late to the restaurant, which you weren't. He has always set his watch 10 minutes fast, but forgets he does this when it's convenient for him. He says you always wear jeans on Fridays and you need to dress up more. However, Fridays are jean day at the office, which he knows. So why is he telling you now when you won't have time to change and meet your 6 p.m. meeting time for the date? It's getting to be wah, wah, wah when he speaks to you due to the constant criticisms unloaded on you. So, can you get a handle on this behavior, or is it time to have him walk the plank for this relationship? From training with the Stoicists, you know that criticism, when used constructively, can be beneficial for personal growth and improvement. However, constant and excessive criticism can have a detrimental impact on a relationship. It can create a toxic environment that erodes trust, intimacy, and emotional connection. When a partner is constantly belittling and criticizing their significant other, it can lead to a cycle of negativity and resentment. The person on the receiving end of the criticism may begin to question their self-worth and lose confidence in their abilities. This can result in a breakdown of communication, as the criticized partner may withdraw or become defensive to protect themselves from further emotional harm. Furthermore, constant criticism can create a power imbalance in the relationship, with the criticizing partner assuming a superior position and the criticized partner feeling inferior and powerless. This imbalance can lead to an unhealthy dynamic where the criticized partner feels unable to express their needs and desires, further deepening the rift between them. Some common signs of a criticizing partner include frequent negative comments and put-downs by finding fault in everything their significant other does and is quick to point out their flaws and mistakes. Another is lack of support and encouragement. Instead of offering support and encouragement, a criticizing partner tends to focus on the negatives and rarely acknowledges their partner's achievements or strengths. Then there's the double standards play. A criticizing partner may hold their significant other to high standards while failing to meet those same standards themselves. This can create a sense of unfairness and resentment. Another tactic is dismissive behavior. A criticizing partner may dismiss their significant other's opinions, ideas, and feelings, making the partner feel unheard and invalidated. Lastly, there's emotional manipulation. Criticizing partners may use criticism as a means of control and manipulation, using it to exert power over their significant other and undermine their sense of self. However, your training has taught you how to navigate relationship with a criticizing partner. You know it's crucial for you to cultivate self-awareness and nurture your self-esteem. Understanding your own worth and recognizing that constant criticism is not a reflection of your true value is necessary toward finding personal balance. You also know that communication is key in any relationship, and it becomes even more crucial as the first step when dealing with a criticizing partner. And while avoiding personal attacks when having a talk with him, you'll establish clear boundaries and be assertive as you identify for him your limits, and following the conversation, constantly reinforce your boundaries by following through with consequences when he crosses a line. In the end, you know that navigating a relationship with a criticizing partner can be a daunting task, but it is possible to find balance and restore harmony. By practicing effective communication, setting boundaries, and nurturing your self-worth, you can strive toward fostering a supportive and respectful relationship. But if the process fails, you will have done your part and protected your self-worth so that you are in a great mental position to find a better partner going forward. Now, using my stoic storytelling method, my partner constantly criticizes me. What should I do? When another blames you or hates you, or people voice similar criticisms, go to their souls, penetrate inside, and see what sort of people they are. You will realize that there is no need to be racked with anxiety that they should hold any particular opinion about you. Marcus Aurelius. Do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. Book of James. I will open communication with my partner as I set boundaries regarding his behavior. I realize by not nipping in the bud this behavior, our relationship will not move forward. The character trait I improved was keeping my self-worth and confidence by instituting this process. Thank you for sharing your mind with me. For your continued success, hear my secret. When your partner takes up the role of being a criticizer, it's time to set your boundaries and confront him while being much wiser. Now relax, control your mind, and be as you wish to seem, empowered. Remember, it's the situation keeping my connection with him. I'm Lori Stith, the Stoicist, your Christian life coach, and I believe in you. If you like what you mentally now see, join my website to learn and think like me at stoicmatchmaker.com.